5. And now we come to the family announcements. And there are 8 deaths to report this week. And we'll start with Bern. Arthur Henry passed away aged 91 after a short illness on the 26th of February. Funeral service to be held at Torquay Crematorium on Monday the 17th of March at 3:30 p.m. Casual wear, family only.
Jarman William, known as Bill, passed away peacefully on Saturday the 22nd of February at Torbay Hospital, aged 94 years. Funeral service to be held at St Luke's Church, Milburgh, on Wednesday the 19th of March at 1:30 p.m. Donations, if desired, to Devon Air Ambulance.
Fairweather Valerie Margaret passed away peacefully on Thursday the 20th of February, aged 85. Funeral service to be held at Parker's Funeral Directors on Tuesday the 18th of March at 11 a.m, followed by a private cremation. Donations, if desired, to Children's Hospice Southwest.
Macklin Peter passed away suddenly at his home on Tuesday the 25th of February, aged 69 years. The funeral service will be held in St Gregory's Church, Dawlish, on Friday the 28th of March at 11 a.m. Donations, if desired, for the Helen Foundation may be left by retiring collection.
Pow Brian passed away at home after a short illness on Sunday the 2nd of March, aged 90 years. Funeral service to be held at the Torquay Crematorium on Monday the 24th of March at 1:30 p.m. Donations, if desired, to Rowcroft Hospice, care at home.
Zinc Joyce died peacefully at Palm Court Nursing Home, Dawlish, on the 19th of February. Joyce was aged 83. A graveside funeral service will be held at Bishop Stainton Cemetery on Thursday, the 20th of March, at 10:45.
Wotton Pete, on the 6th of March 2025, peacefully at home. The funeral service will take place at Torquay Crematorium on Friday the 28th of March at 10:30 a.m. Donations to Ashburton Nurses.
Williams, Nee Stevens, Dorothy Beatrice, passed away very peacefully at Donrail Care Home on the 26th of February, aged 97 years. A funeral service will be held at the Avenue Church, Newton Abbot, on Saturday the 15th of March at 12:30, followed by a private cremation. Donations, if desired, may be made to either the George Muller Foundation or to Methodist Women in Britain. And that concludes the family announcements this week.